בני ישראל הורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאוד מאוד. ותמלא אורץ עויסו. הורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאוד מאוד ותמלא אורץ עויסו. פוסק פיניש זה ויקוצו מפני בני ישראל. The Maharal explains what is the shaykhes of Bnei Yisrael poru v'yishritzu v'yarbu v'yatzmu b'moid moid v'yokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef v'yoymer hovo nischak maloi pen yirbe v'oyo kesikreno milchomo v'noisav gamu al soneinu. So the Maharal says, some people told me not to say this word, I want to say it. I got some messages not to say it, but I want to say it. That the Maharal says that Klal Yisrael poru v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu b'moid moid was a lot of them. So they started to go out of Goshen. V'timole oretz oisom was no place. And then they started to get busy with Mitzrayim, and then the Golus start. The Besalevi explains Bezeh HaNusach. Zog the Besalevi, they knew that they're going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 Shona. They don't know what will be. They decided, you know, if we will go to the school like them, we'll not start up with them, we'll be friendly with them. So hopefully when the Golus will come, you know, we're in America, the government will not be so hard for us. But if we will be close in our ghettos, Wilhelmsburg, and will not go out, so then the government will not be misyaches. But if we live nicely, five towns, mesudar, so then the goyim will not start up with us if they see we, you know, we mensch lachkait. If we see that we are very famacht, so they decided to go out a little bit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is the way that Klal Yisrael start to learn from the goyim. So when you start to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the goyim to start to hate you. I heard once, Pshat Sinai, Lomo Nikra Shmoi Sinai, Shemishom Yordo Sina Leumas Ha'ilom. With the Torah, we got that hate. Not, punk the goyim hate us. Mer Rashbo, mer hate. We got two presents in Sinai. Rashbo, the Baruch Ber, and we got that the goyim throwing on us stones. It's the Zelbe Matona. And we'll not get close to the goyim and learn from the goyim. The more you want to get close to them, we need more stronger stones. I heard once, I know you can't say it yourself, but this is what I heard from Gdolei Yisrael, that in Germany was the most country that the Yidden were good with the goyim. They went to the Homorni, Chule, all these places together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made from that spitz. These people hated like animals. Worse of animals. Here today we suffer. He didn't hate us. It's nishkan animals. They hit us here, hit us there. It's a golish bitnish, yeah? There was mamish, real, real sinner. Real sinner HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Because we got close to the goyim. And I heard, it's not only when you get close to the goyim. So Reb Ber and the Bisalevi told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the sinner. Some people try to get close to the Friar Yid. Yeah, they learn the schools, they make nice offices, behave like menschlichkeit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Friar people to hate us. That Chas V'Sholom we will not learn from the Friar Yid. It's not the pshat that the people in Bet Shemesh make the Friars to hate us. Because people in Ra'anana live nicely with the fries, so Hashem brings, Baruch Hashem, that fry people will hate us, there will be no shaykhs from to fry. It's the Zelbe Vot. The more you get close to the goyim, Hashem makes them to hate. The more you get close to a fryer yid, Hashem makes them to hate you. Hashem doesn't want that we will learn from their ma'aseh. I heard once a pshat, v'hisha omdo la'aviseinu, she'v'chol do v'doi ra'yundim alein lecha l'aviseinu. It's brought down in the Pirushim and the Agoda. What is v'hi? Asach teres, what is v'hi? V'avsi v'mishne, heichumashim, all different pshatim. Every Agoda has. The old days, the Rav of the Shtot, when they gave him the money for Mechiras Chometz, he had to give something back. So every Rav made up a booklet and the Agoda to give to the Balabatim when they give him was to sell. From that came that there's so much Pirushim and the Agoda. Every little Rav and every Shtetl made up a Chibur and the Agoda because the Balabatim gave money, so he had to give it. I read it somewhere. So from that came that there's hundreds of thousands of Sfarim and Agoda Shal Pesach. And for different reasons people take out Sfarim and Agoda Shal Pesach. It makes money, but from them was given so much Sfarim and Agoda Shal Pesach. So one of them brings down, V'hisha Omdo La'aviseinu, what taki we were zoiche that Klal Yisrael stayed Klal Yisrael? She'b'chol do v'doi ra'omdim aleinu l'chal Yisrael. If not, we're ready, the Yidden in America will be Americans. The Yidden in England will be English. The Yidden in French will be Frenchies. I mean, there's nothing left from the Yidden. But in every place they hate us. We stay Yidden here, and we stay Yidden here, and we stay Yidden here. We don't swallow into the other Umas. I'm going to explain what I mean to say. So there are some Umas. A lot of people say, you see, the Arab state, a lot of Umas state. But the Yechidim and all these Umas, a lot of times just become a part of the Ummah. In the Ummah's separations. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the haters, they vomit us out. It's a matonet. You don't have to fight it. You just behave more like a Yid, the sin will go down. The more frum you will be, the less they will hate you, the fries. Not the opposite. The more you try to be nice to them, Hashem makes them to hate you more. And Weistais, if it's a Kitrug and a Klal Yisrael now, Weistais people decided to be more and more open-minded. More closer to the friars. So Hashem, Baruch Hashem, sent such a sinner. They don't want us, they don't want to look at us. And mainly we can't do nothing with them. But that's like the Bisalevi. That the goal is the Pasuk says, "Ubnei Yisrael poru v'yishrutzu v'timoleh ha'oretz ha'yisrael." It was too much of them. B'meile, look, the Maharal pshat al derech ha'psukim, Klal Yisrael started to go out from Eretz Goshen. So the only way to save them was Vayokum Melech Chodesh. The Bisalevi explains why he's saying it, why it's pshutish al mikro. Because if not, it's a very big problem with pshat. It says Vayomus Yosef v'chol echov Vayokum Melech Chodesh. Why it has to say in the middle of Bnei Yisrael poru v'yishrutzu v'yarbu v'moid moid? So he says has to be that could be the Golas Mitzrayim would stay another 100 years. They will sit parking in Mitzrayim. The last 100 years will be Gor Koshi Hashibut. Who said he had to have 200 years of Koshi Hashibut? The reason it started right away was to save Klal Yisrael. That's the oimik of the Misalevi, Pshat in the Seder HaPsukim. Vayokom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Also, atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. Also, atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. So, Yosef in Azir stayed up. Yosef made all different rules to protect Klal Yisrael. He made himself ki'ilu, he doesn't know nothing about these rules. But I heard from Rabbi Libor Finkel, Zatzal, it was the first time, 5 or 6, I don't remember, so many years ago, but we had to go, we had to go to America, b'shlichas le'yeshiva. So I asked Rabbi Baruch, you know, I want to say something over in your name. It's Parsha Shmois. And he said, Vayokum melech chodosh asher lo yoda es Yosef. And what he did, hava nischak maloi, and he gave terrible eitzes, terrible gzeiras. You know how much kids he shecht? Terrible, terrible. And what we say, Vayokom Melech Chodosh Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. This is a tviya in him. Yosef did so much for you. He saved your land. Yosef. Nothing memory. No Akoras HaTov. No Akoras HaTov. The Teretz is, a person could be a biggest Ritzayach. Ober On Akoras HaTov, is Nishkin Mensch. We saw it last parsha, two parshas ago. Yosef sends Menashe to run after the Achim. He chaps them. He says, Rabbi Yisai, Madu shilamdem torot achas toivu? We were so nice to you, accept you nicely, gave you back the money, picked up the food, gave you to eat, and you stole the Becher. Yodua, Freitzach the Shaila, Benoach is chayev an agezer. What they said, Asher agaviyah biyodo yomus. That the Achim gehalten sa aveira, as what we have today, Gilui Arayas, for Benoach to steal his chir misa. He doesn't come over to him and say, Ganovim. He tells them, Mides, Ashchose, Akoros Atoy. For Akoros Atoy, tell him, how are you allowed to steal? Bnei Yankiv. True people steal? No. Was mit der Akoros Atoy? State again. Akoros Atoy, a person that doesn't have inside him the chefzah from Akoros Atoy, he's worse from a ganev, worse from a ritzayach. It's Ashchose be'etzim. But Rabbi Liboruch said another knetch. Asher lo yoda es Yosef. Zot Rashi, oso atzmoi kemi she'eino yodea. What is the pshat, oso atzmoi kemi she'eino yodea? Says Givaldi. A person is bechefze makir toiv. There's no way not to be makir toiv. We said, and if a person is not in such a tvir, the way of a person not to be makir toiv, you know how a person does it? He pretends that he doesn't remember. I'll give you a moshe. A guy in Amazon makes money, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't feel. He doesn't want to. You know, to pay to give to the mirror, Amazon. Yeah. So, but he can't. Zakor Satoiv. In the back of his head, he starts to forget that he learned in the mirror. He asks him, "Where you learn with a bacher?" Safolsberg. Where you learn? Tayot Mima. Where you learn? Never means. Then, with the years, yeah, learn the mirror. The marshal, a bacher comes to yeshiva. His first man is terrible, he doesn't manage. Mamash Gehenim, his life is Gehenim. As the Rebbe speaks to him every day for 5 hours. And then over life, Baruch Hashem, he manages everything. He always calls a tape for that time. But he doesn't want to. Someone will ask him in 10 years, how is in the mirror? Man, you come, it's Givaldig, it's Gishmak. We call it in the Modana Sheveg. Selective memory. So I vote for them. Selective memory. You cannot be Makir Toiv. No person in the world could not be Makir Toiv. The way you're not Makir Toiv is, you don't remember. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, Mechavruzim. Yeah, I'm saying that. And the minute you remember, you cannot be Makir Toiv. Not Makir Toiv. You're worse from Paloi. You're worse from Paloi. So the selective memory, a person doesn't remember their Kol HaSatoiv. Makir Toiv to his parents, Makir Toiv to his Rebbe Nishivik Tane, Rebbe Nishchayder. Ach. Not that he's not Makir Toiv. What happened to Chayder? Everything was okay. Start to remember that bad day and that good day. How much hours he spent. Not that if he remembers the hours that he spent, for sure he will pay back. He doesn't register himself. I learned in the mirror. I learned in Safolsberg. I learned where I learned in Lakewood. Here, 5 years in. For sure, I was there. And that's it. A person doesn't do it purposely. It comes from the same ashchose of chisaron akol hasatoiv. But the way the Yitzhahor does, he doesn't tell you don't be makir toiv. There's no way to do it. He tells you lo yoda es yosef. It was yosef. But if on the plaque in the back of the king, they will leave Yosef, you know, they have a government room, they have like a plaque with the pictures of all the other governments. He took off Yosef's plaque. Lo yoda es Yosef. If Yosef's plaque is here, he saved Mitzrayim. You can't do nothing to the Yidden. You take off the plaque. Yeah. Only people that were really kings, not Mishnah Melech, only people that were from power, Mitzrayim. So slowly, slowly, the selective member, this is the way that it's all. If a person wants to fight it, the chokmah is. This is the reason they call it Hakoras HaToiv, not Tashlum Toiv. That's what I'm saying. You have to be Makir Toiv. When you Makir Toiv, you pay. When you Makir Toiv, you pay. The problem is, the koyach of the Yitzhar is, he's machlish da'akor asatoiv. The posuk is mamshich v'kasher yanu oisoi ken yirbe v'chein yifroitz. Ken yirbe v'chein yifroitz. Rashi brings down ken yirbe ken roba v'chein poretz. U'medroshoi ruach ha'kodesh emeres. Atem oimrim ken yirbe v'ani oimer ken yirbe. What is the pshat? Atem oimrim ken yirbe v'ani oimer ken yirbe. So the Mefoshim bring down that was a broche for Klal Yisrael, Avram's broche, ke'afar o'oretz. When the Klal Yisrael, when a matzav of inui, rochik min hagashmiyas, niskar vo ma'aloso maruchnis, v'zochu leshisho bekeres echot. It's brought down, and I'm saying these things I saw brought down. I don't know if you're allowed to say them over, but I saw it brought down in the Sforim, and I'm just quoting it in the way that it says in the Sforim. The Rashash was learning a sugi in Yevamos, and he couldn't chap pshat in Tesis. Couple of years he was working to fashtein pshat in Tesis. I think once someone told me what Tesis it was, but I'm not sure. And the Netziv came to visit in Vilna, so the Netziv went to visit the Gdolei Hador. Rashash was one of the Choshev Tamid Chachom. They told him, the Gdolei Hador, the Netziv is coming to visit you. He was so excited. So he came in, the Rashash right away asked him, Chob de Kashe Pshat in Teisvis, Shver a Sugya from me. The Netziv took a couple minutes, went down, learned the Sugya back and forth, told him a Pshat. So the Rashash, Chol Shadayta, he told the Netziv, I'm working it for a couple years. Okay, you're the God Lado. In 5 minutes you figured it out? So the Netziv told him, everyone else, the Rashash was a Gvir Adi. There's a big vikuach if, you know, Shas Vilna was paid money to put in the Rashash or not. I mean, Avadach, maybe it's a schus, don't know, Chas V'Shalom, not to get it wrong, but in the history it's considered, it's not, some say it's on the Rashash, some say it's on the son of Shmuel Shtasa, or Basra is page of Chidushi from him. But for sure, Shas Vilna got some, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalgalit, the Rashash, everyone knows, is Mei Reina Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, not to get. Messiah and Bristol and Chumash Shir and Mazak Ariba, the Messiah of Klai, so Nishno, the Chumash Bo. So the Netziv told him, you're learning Teirem Mitoich HaRafches. I'm learning Teirem Mitoich HaTchak. Teirem Mitoich HaTchak has a special Siyata Dishmaya. And it's brought down, Azei Rebo Rebel says over from Reb Chaim, Rezog Nochamol, Alein, you're not allowed to say it, that the Shagasariya was a Rav and Valoji. And he was poor. Stories on the poorness of the Shagasariya, stories on Ada and Saif. And he was Mechaber the Sefer Shagasariya. Then he became the Rav in Minsk. And then he was living Mitoich Oisho v'Kovet. And he was Mechaber the Sefer Turei Evin. And Reb Chaim Zeir Baruch Bel said, Reb Chaim told him, as Mikzet the Shagasariya is Mitoich HaTchak, ומכזאת אז התורי אבן אז מתוך אושר וכובד. And not חס ושולם that לרגע, the Gemara says in Tainis Dav Zayin, רב חנינה, the Baskeser was מבזה him that he doesn't look nice. The story is not different, I'm Eroim, I don't want to say. But the Gemara says, Rab Chanina, the Basa Keser told him, you don't look nice, you're not a pretty person. And she told him in these words, Chochmo niflo bekli mechuol. Such nice knowledge and a ichi keli. So he answered her, your father, he's the king. Where he puts the wine? So she said, embarrassed from Cheres. She said, king, treat your father to gold. She went, she bought Kadeh gold, she put all of the wine in gold. So after a couple of weeks, the father wanted to open to drink wine, all the wine was sour. He told her, a chokhmah stays in Kli Cheres. Frek Tezes, we saw some chachomim that looked pretty. Zog the Tezes, if they would look uglier, there would be bigger chachomim. The nafkamina is no mitzvah marshal to look ugly, yeah? But you don't have to put animals on your shirts, yeah? No, that's for sure. I mean, every guy has an animal, for sure, if he will not have the animal, he will be a better bachur. There's no shaila about it. The tail doesn't have to be in a zoo, yeah? It's not normal. It's not normal. Someone told me in America, I say gators. Can't say? I don't. When I go to Lakewood, I don't see it. No, a person has to know, as they state. There's no mitzvah to be a mechur. Chas v'sholem. Not holding this madrege. But if a putz, stamp the faputz. Extra. Mo says about Shmuel. He says, why is Odif Michavroi? Because I don't look nice. The Gemara says all different things how Shmuel look. And Shmuel said, if I would look worse, I'll be even more smart. Zeh shteit Gemara. It says, Kol haben ha-yeloid la-yoiro tashlichu. V'chol habas techayu. So, lemais is a lot of zachim in Chazal. First, the Astegnini Paroi told him that as Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be noilat, so he calls the Meyaldas Ha-Ivriyos and he tells them, V'yaldachim Ha-Ivriyos V'risim Ola Evnoi Mibbenu V'amisim Ha-Yisoi V'imbasi V'choyo. So the Mefarshim say why he called the Meyaldas Ha-Ivriyos. Because he told him, if you don't do it, I'm killing you. So the Mitzrim are not allowed to listen to him. Because Benoyach neragal ha'ubrim. So it's Yehorik v'al Yaver. B'Yisrael, there's only a laugh to kill ha'ubo. It's not l'sirtzach. Even if it's l'sirtzach, but it's not l'sirus nefesh. It's not my chosis. So b'meile, B'Yisrael is not neragal ha'ubrim. So b'meile, he told him, V'ra'isem ala ofnoim. Don't kill him when he comes out. Choke the baby inside. Rashi says, Sima nosan loem. Chazal said, ala ofnoim. He gave them a simon. If this is a boy, if this is a girl, kill him when he's inside. B'meile tzalav for you. And if not, I'm going to kill you. And this, what the Miyaldas said, like Noshima Mitzrayas, when we come, they're born. And this, you can't tell us to kill, we're not allowed to listen to you to kill. Our heter to listen to you, at Zeholik Ve'al Yavoy, is only a law of noy. But what the Miyaldas is so Elohim, because Lemais is a Misa B'dei Shomayim to kill Ubrim, so B'meile they didn't listen. Vayaslem Hashem batim. So the Rashi says, Botei Kehuno, Leviyo, Vemalchus, the famous Beisalevi. What was the Mida Keneged Mida? That there was Zoycha, Vayaslem Botim, Botei Kehuno, Botei Leviyo, Botei Malchus. Pauri le Gozar Elo al Aschorim. So Bemele, Val Pauri le Gozar al Aschorim, what would be for be no men? Would be only Jewish girls. So Klal Yisrael would be very big. Thousands will marry Goyim, but the Ben goes after the Yid. Power will never get rid. But to be a Kohen, you need a Zohar. A Levi, you need a Zohar. Melech has to be, we learned in the Gimel Amud Beis, from Israel. So they saved Kehuno Levi and Malchus. So like the Besalevi, Vayaslem, Botim, Mido Keneged Mido, Kehuno Malchus, and Levi came out for Shifo Vepur. Because they saved the Kehuno Levi and Malchus from Klal Israel. Besalevi. The man, it's a Mida Keneged Mida. This is the Mida Keneged Mida. I said, Vasla and Botim, but the Kehuna Levi of Malchus, she grew in Botim. Rashi explains how Malchus, we know, Levi is Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron HaKohen. So Miriam was Levi, the Malchus, the Gemara says in Soto. How the Malchus came out. But those are the Mesalevi, those was Midah Keneged Midah, that it came out from there. ויצב פרעה לכל עמו לאמור. כל הבן האלוהי ליאורו תשליכו וכל הבס תחיו. The way Rashi learns בעצם, so the gzeira was and the miyaldus ha-ivriyos, and then ויצב פרעה לכל עמו in that day. What happens in different days, something is not so clear here. If it was a gzeira in the other days to throw away the kids or not. Rashi says, על אף עמו גוזר יום שנוי לד מוישה. אומר לו יצטגנינו והיום נוילד מושיום אין לנו יוידים ממצרים ומישראל רואים לנו שסויפו ללכס על המים לפי רוגוז הרויס היום אף על המצרים שנאמר כל הבן הילוידוי ולא נאמר ילויד לעברים והם לא יוידים שסויפו ללכס על מי מריבה פרק, I don't remember from who, but it's such a beautiful word פשטיינשט the יצטגנינו פארי come to פארי and they tell them, listen, we, you know, we are professors, we know, we see clear today Moishim Shel Yisrael is born. We see clear, he'll be punished on the water. The water is dangerous for him. So it's kedai to kill him. So they ask him, Pauli goes back, okay, very good, calls the whole cabinet. Where he's going to born, it's not so clear if he's a Yid or a Goy. Your mamish clear, it's today. Your mamish clear what will happen to him. They just can't see the picture, it's not so clear if he's a Goy or a Yid. This is Stagnini Paroi. Not today. We see today he's born. We know what will happen. Everything. Chazal say, Kol ha-megadil es ben chaveiro kilu yoldo. So Moshe, he was born by Yiddish Shtub, but who was megadil him? Bas Paroi. So kilu yoldo, he was a daughter of Paroi, right? He was a Yid. So the picture was jumping back and forth. A Yid, the guy. He said, everything is clear. Oh, but the kid is not so clear if he's a guy or a Yid. The picture, something Kuknish can clothe them. So Mele Pauli said, you have to kill everyone. So Levi says, the Maharal, maybe this has been. Lelametcho. A person, Alamal, in life is nervous. Who knows what will be? Person has to learn. Paroi decides the Moshiyom Shel Yisrael is born today. We have to get rid of him. He makes a gzeira. Everyone has to be killed today. Everyone. What happens in the end? This kid grows in his house and he protects him. I mean, without the gzeira, he'll be born, chveis, he would be in the street with all the Yiddish kids are scared from Paroi, running around. Who knows, maybe someone will chop him, put him inside the wall to fill up a stone. No, he was a king. He was fed. Everything was mesuder. Lelametcho, no one could change what has to come to you. Don't be scared. Don't think Yenim could do to you. If Hashem wants me to be good, Yenim could plan to do to me. He will feed me. He will grow me. He will protect me. Lelametcho. Als kshagzeiro emes. Lelametcho shagzeiro emes. Veishtadlus sheker. Devin Ezra says a vote, he's the only one that could say it. He says, why Taki Moshe had to be protected in Pauli's house? I'm saying, only Devin Ezra could say it. I didn't get him because of Dailas. To check it, the mistake I had Bereshis, but if I remember, he says that Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim were slaves. When a slave becomes a king, you can see Pukhazi, yeah? When someone has the tchunas of a slave becomes a king, you can see how he runs a place, yeah? He doesn't have it in his gains, the Malchus, yeah? Eved Ki Imlech, we call it. For Moshe Rabbeinu to be the man of Klal Yisrael, as he said to Ibn Ezra, Hashem made a chesed that he will grow bebeis Paroi to have Ginune Malchus, to fear Klal Yisrael with Malchus. So it's a chidush, a I think everything comes in. But the Menezer could say it. Menezer is a Rish. So Hashem made a chesed that will not be a Musa give Eved ki him loich. That's what the Menezer. Chazal says, Vayelech ish mi beis levi veikach es bas levi. What happened? Amram, when it's a gzeire, kol ha-ben ha-yoyol ha-yoyot ha-shlichu. From this we see that the gzeire was the whole time, not only on that day. So Amram was God Lador, and Amram gave a psak that everyone has to get divorced. His daughter told him, Shelcho koshe mishel paroi, paroi legozar elo al ha-schorim, ato gozarot al ha-schorim ve la-nakevis. The Medrash says, Omro loy, osid li volet bimcho moishiyom shel Yisrael. Chozar, velokcho, he remarried Yocheved. Ve'afi oiso, nevcho li ois nairo. She was 103. Stam the Ramban is busy by Rechove, it's not Amis Geres now. Why Soro when she had a baby in 100, the Tposuk makes a ganze Gerachke out of it? And here, Yocheved is 130, and the Pesuk doesn't speak it out. And again, don't ask me from Adam HaRishon's Tkufa that people get burned. Then, the Teva was like that. But we see in Avraham Avinu, the Teva was that 100 is impossible to get burned. As everybody says, on them was the ganze story, yeah? So why here is no Ispailus from Yocheved? As the Ramban, before she have different Pshatim, one Pshat they say, Derech HaTeva, Yocheved had kids before. When someone has kids before, it's not such a pele. Someone doesn't have kids, so then it's a bigger pele. And the Zogon al Pinovi, some say it was a tkufa that shisha bekeres echod. The whole birth system in Klal Yisrael was shaloike derech hateva in that time. So it was bechal, it was a mufka di gematzev in the whole tkufa. Stam me'oreh bepshat. The Ramban is busy, why is not a nest? But Lemaise, Aaron was older 3 years for Moshe. So she had a baby 127, but out that story of 130. If you the Cheshman. The guy Ramban says it was a nest. But anyways, this time I saw on the slide, I forgot who. One of the Kadmonim brings down how a person has to be careful. Amram is God Lador, he could give a psak. And he's considered worse from Hitler. Pari le gozar elo al haschorim, ve'ato gozart al haschorim v'anakevis. He was mekabel. He says, shgogas talmud, the person thinks I'm all, say, I'm his medrash. So he passed in azeh, he zogt azeh. I'm all, you could be shel chok koshi b'shel pari. How careful a talmud chokim has to be. Shel chok koshi b'shel pari. The Pasuk says, they threw him into the water, she went down. So it's a famous maaseh I say over a lot of times from the Ponovitch Rav. Ponovitch Rav went to America to collect money. Ponovitch. He came to a city. The Rabbina, the Rav of the city, told him, Baruch Hashem, in our city, we give tzedakah, b'shefa, we have funds and dust and yants. Baruch Hashem, we don't need, everyone gives exactly, I'm in charge here, everything is exactly right. So we don't need no appeals for money. Aber ala parsha, the Shashiva everyone wants to hear. So the Shashiva wants, could take off the bime, could give a drush of half an hour in Chamayim, everyone will listen. But remember, money, but please, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're managing. So it was parsha Shmois, the Ponovitch Rav went up. And he asked the kasha, he says he doesn't understand. Amram and Yocheved remarried. Miriam told him, Osid Meshiyom Shel Yisrael. Chazal say, when they had to throw him, Shet Chazal, Benesh Rabbe, Lokach Ovio Sandol, he called her, Omar Lebiti, Nevuah Shenisna Beis, Eichoni. Amram doesn't go to see what will be with Moshe. Yocheved doesn't go to see what will be with Moshe. Only Miriam a Nevuah, Tisatze Mirochik Ledom Ayah Oseloi, she's a Nevuah. She knows Moshe is a Osin Loishe is Yisrael. We did our part. Hashem, do your part. Why she went there? Remember, I said it once, was a shaita there. He told me, she's a little kid, she could hide in the bushes. I'm a one yechevet, we're too big. I don't know the size of the bushes in the suf, yeah? But, Zog de Panovich Arov, she didn't go to see if Moshe will be saved or not. She knew Moshe will be saved. She went to see, the Chafetz Chaim says, V'tisyatzev achoyse merochik ledeo maya oseloi, not if, maya oseloi, it says in the Pasuk, V'yosimu oisoi b'mishmo, ki loy purash nemekalil, maya oseloi. Rashi says, yoidim shehoyo b'miso, rak lo yoidim b'eizem miso le'amisoi. She knew Moshe will be saved. But she wanted to see the miracles. She wanted to see that big hand stretching. So, who saw it? No, she wanted to be the one that saw that hand stretching. It's not how we know till today that the hand stretched. It's not $1 million. And so, Medrash Rabbe also, maybe Chazal no Buach HaKadosh. She wanted to be there. She wanted to see the miracles. But it's as if a choice of a rogue, and don't mind us. So, Panovich Arov said, when you get up in the world to collect money for yeshiva, I know Panovich will have money. I just go around to see who will be zeiche. Who will be the one to be zeiche to give? At least I know in this city no one was zeiche. And he went down. In Brisk, they answered the kasha for the Panovich Arov, a bit landish. They answered like this, I read from Sudlov. There's a loche, Novi Oymed al Nevuoso. Yoino stands outside Nineveh to see if Nineveh nefeches or Nineveh ain't nefeches. Hashem told him they could do tshuva. But chor le Yoino, chor le Nineveh me'oit, le Yoino. Yoino wants Nineveh nefeches. Shmuel goes on Shaul. There's a musik, Novi Yoimed al Nevu Asoi. Kivyochol, the Novi has a tafkid to be in charge of his nevuah will come out in a koyach el apoyah. As a musig Novi oimed al nevuah asay. B'meile, Miriam stand there to see if the nevuah comes. Was the tafkid of Miriam and Neviah, she has to stand to see what will happen with Moshe. It's her nevuah. She's Novi oimed al nevuah asay. She had to stand there to aroy sphir in the nevuah. She had to stand there to aroy sphir in the nevuah. Novi Oid al Nebu Asri. The Maisi in Rambam is Mashma Nishtasi. The Rambam in Hilchis Tzoras is Rambam Zroim. Okay, we'll say Baal Peretz. The Rambam says, how chomur is Lashonore. Shari Miriam Anevio spoke Lashonora and her brother. And she didn't mean bad, right? Miriam and Aaron, when they said, Al Oides La Isha Akushis Ashalokach, they spoke about that Moshe was Poirish Mi Ishtoi, Harigamimonu Dibar Hashem, so why was Moshe Poirish? So the Rambam says, Al Achoisoi Shegid Lo Oisoi. V'sikno atzmo al ha'mayim le'atziloi. And even so, if she spoke l'shonora, she got punished. Rambam say, how l'shonora is chomo? Look, Miriam ha'nevi'ah, such a tzadeikis, she loves her brother. She, ha'avosoi. V'mosro atzmo le'atziloi al ha'mayim. Mosro atzmo le'atziloi al ha'mayim. Sikno atzmo l'shonora Rambam. V'sikno be'atzmo le'atziloi min ha'yam. And even so, if you speak Lashonora, nothing helps. Nothing helps. But state in Rambam that she went there to save him. Sikno be'atzmo le'atzilo min hayam. So the Rambam mashma, she went to save. So I heard that she'd been a Rosh Hashiva, Shneerson, that's what someone told me yesterday. In one of these papers, a couple of years ago, you know, the Ala Parsha that goes out somewhere, he asked, "Mashma Loshon Rambam she sikno be'atzmo le'atzilo min hayam," and she saved him. not shesikno be'atzma lemaisa was unnecessarily because Batya took them out. Shall I read the Lashon HaRambam? Shesikno it's perik aleph milchus tzoras na perik design alocha yud. Perik design alocha yud. How in pshat? Shesikno be'atzma la'atzilo min hayam. She saved them? She wanted to save. I think maybe she's sick no bad. She was unnecessarily. But even so, look how she likes him. She took a step. She endangered herself to say, Kenzai. But I heard from Shmulevitz, he wanted to tell me yesterday, Gewaldig. He wanted to say that it's brought down in Maral that if a person is not Melava, a person is Chayav Misa, he's a Shoifech Dom. Why? Because when a person on his own is a mokim sakone, vayvosu Yaakov levadoi, mokim is a levadoi. When someone is melava a person, so he has the rabbi with him, so he's not the mokim sakone. And even when the person carries on walking later, but the shiur levoyo connects the person to you, and you stay connected. You stay connected. She went to be melave. Moshe is nisht alein. Moshe alein in the water is dangerous. She was melave Moshe. She was with Moshe. Alein is a sakone. He said, you could say it also like Abi Ruchnius. Baruch leaves yeshiva. Sometimes a person puts himself on a mat of alein. Zohar is Yosef, yeah? Not because he has money, yeah? Stop, finish. Doesn't matter to keep up with his rabbi, with his yeshiva. Chol v'shne, ki lemocho namus. Now he goes to the Fayomi, he sits and learns. But then it's very dangerous. Person has to keep the sheikhs. The Primogodim brings down in the beginning of the parsha, Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Shmois, Rosh Teves, Shtai Mikro Ve'echo Targu. Say the Primogodim brings down, Simen Reish Pei, Doshi Reshum Eser Yoimrim, Shtai Mikro Ve'echo Targu. I will read the Balaturim. Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Rosh Teves, Ve'odo Masher Loimed HaSeder, שתי מיקרו ואחר תרגום בכל נועים, יושיר יחי ישון עם רבו יסרוך יסלו אילו. מור סזן ברוכס, כל המשים פרשיו יסו עם הציבור שתי מיקרו ואחר תרגום, מעריכים לו יומו ושני יסו. מור ברוכס, המם מדבו ומול בייס. אבל זה כל מה שפריאסים הציבור לא היו לו מייש ללמוד על פרשיוסו מהציבור אפילו שתיים מיקרו ורטרגם אפילו התוריס בדיבן אתה אומר כל מה שפרשיוסו מן הציבור מעריכים לו יום ובשני סוף so again, הפרמיגונים מגזדן דור שרשומס שמוי שתיים מיקרו ואיך התרגם בבלטורים מרסנס ואלה שמויס בני ישראל בהול פרסוק סיים גמטריה ראשי טייבס ואודום אשר לא מנסי נשתי מיקרו ורתרגום בכל נועים יושיר יחי ישון עם רבי סערוך יסלו אילום אז כבוי דף דיס גמורת ארץ is very nice אז הרבי דחידו בית הדרת מרבינו אפרים why I think such a ראשי טייבס had to be in Bereshis why in חומש מויס why to start to speak in שתי מיקרו ורתרגום in חומש מויס שתיים מיקרו ואיכות תרגום, I think the right place to speak about it is in חומש בראשיס. So you could say that they wanted to say that even in Seamus, you have to say שתיים מיקרו ואיכות תרגום, like a Torah is with Dibon. Hey, Shmois. It's a big shaylif, but it's the same name. The Targum is Don Don, Osher Osher, yeah? Even so. But I thought once a different shot. In Bereshiis, everyone says שתיים מיקרו. Comes to Shmois, the Eilam slow down. It's Chachas. ואלה שמויס. Here the pasuk came to Meramez. שתיים מיקרו ואיכות תרגום. So one revolt. Hava nischak malay. The Gemara says in Saita Shloisha Hayu Ba'isa Eitzah. Bilam Iyay VeYisrael. Bilam SheYoatz Ne'erak. Iyay SheShosak Nidan BeYisurim. Yisrael SheBorach Zochor SheMibnibonav Yoshvu BeLishkas Hagoziz. And the Shaila is Bilam SheYoatz Hava nischak malay Ne'erak. Eiv sheshasak nidan beisurim. The side that Eiv exists, yes. I'm sure that Eiv loyav lenivra. But I'm read on the side that Eiv is hayav lenivra. Eiv sheyatz nidan beisurim. Yisrael sheborach zocho shebebono v'yoshu b'lishka zagozis. And this what Rashi says, v'yichad Yisrael kol ha'toivo shehu yoyodeya. He knew exactly all the plans. When the Mitzrim planned to do to Yidden better from everyone, he was in the room in that cabinet that was declaring what to do. The Shaila, why Iyov Shosak needn't be Yisurim? Yisurim? Yisurim Iyov, by us, is the most sample to the worst is Yisurim in the world. Yisurim Iyov. It's not of his bayim. So Miskarov would say, why when something hurts him, he screams? The scream doesn't help. If it hurts very much, you yell. Tell Eve, why you are quiet? What Eve says. Power will not listen to me anyways. It doesn't make a difference. If it bothers you, scream. If you sit quietly, vice versa, you mask him. So they say over a mice, I forgot the name, was Tug Doylim. And there was another person, a Talmud of them. One of them davened like a prince. And one, when he would daven, he would chuckle and scream and shout. And the Talmud bothered him the whole time. Why the other Rebbe has to scream and bang and shout? Daven is Eve HaMensch. Tak is Eim, Eim Lifnei HaMelech. It's the Ando Tak in Holt, Mislish Beseda. Eim Lifnei HaMelech, he screamed. So I don't remember how it was Nisgalgel. But when they came out of Shabbos, it was the Rebbetzin of the one that screams and shouts. And she heard that the other Talmud is the whole time complaining on her husband that Snishkin da Avodas Hashem. It was married before Shabbos. They had to put the money somewhere. So they gave it to Luke, you know, to put away their money. Motzei Shabbos, they came to ask back for the money. So she gave everyone back the money. This Talmud, she said, you never gave me. So, no, you're joking. No, no, give me the money. No, he said, you never get me. He said, no, Shane, give me the money. No, Shane. He said, Shane, what? I can't give you what I don't have? Because it got serious and serious and serious. He said, I'm sorry, you know, I don't have. You know, I can't give you what I don't have. You know, we're poor. We don't have. Get to an hour or 2 hours. Because the guy started to scream to him over the house. She thought, why are you screaming? Speak nice. Torah says, when it hurts, you scream. My husband, Eval for the Gehule. When it hurts, you scream. That's the Vav of Miskarov. Yerim Sheshosak, Nidin Beisurim. If it hurts and it really bothers you, you stop to become. If you, when you dive and you come, it means it doesn't bother you, you're not chopping the sugi. Avada, Avada, I want to be a Tamid Chacham, Avada. Avada, Chvil de Gehule, Belem Shalom, yeah? Avada. Aber wenn sie tut weh, Mishrayit. This is what she told him. Good chance.
Did she get back?
Yes. I'm going to go to take it, huh?